You know, timing is everything, and particularly as it relates to Zimbabwe and the calculation of a dollar value. And the perpetration and reporting of this particular incident spanned that period from hyperinflation into dollarization. And so while we were compelled for objective reasons just to do a straight calculation, I think that in reality, because of the timing difference, the amount was most probably substantially less than it appears to be.
Is this a figure to bring some type of worry to just the general public that Zimbabwe is kind of in a transition mode?
I think they should be worried about it. It's an accepted fact that uncertainty is unattractive to a large number of investors, other than the truly speculative ones.